basically, it's devised drama that is bringing together the people in this cohort of recently released inmates from prison and jail to have them create a drama. That is, they will, it's not like giving them a Shakespeare play and saying, here, you be Hamlet or you be King Lear, but rather to say, what are the issues that you are dealing with as you re-enter society? And can we put together a play or some sort of drama, create the characters? You know, maybe it's trying on a lab coat, you know, and really feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm playing the role of a scientist right now. Maybe that means, you know, I could be a scientist. It seems, and it's always seemed to me that artists and humanists, for that matter, could be fantastic participants in understanding the world and in understanding how we might do a better job with science in particular. So the National Science Foundation awarded this grant starting October 1st of this year. It's a brand new program for the National Science Foundation. They are very interested in what they call broadening participation of science. Basically, they understand that science, and especially the science that they fund, which is basic research, is pretty much dominated by researchers who are white, who are male, and who don't really represent the spectrum of people in our country. And they feel that by increasing diversity and broadening participation in the scientific enterprise from college students all the way up to senior researchers would improve the quality of science that goes on. We've assembled a small team here to try to understand how people who see themselves completely out of the realm of science, what we call STEM disenfranchised, people who just like couldn't even imagine that they would become, you know, get a degree in science or enter the STEM workforce. We want to understand how we could attract them and help them feel welcome in the field of science. So we'll be working with post-release incarcerated individuals, adults and juveniles, people who have been in prison or been in jail or been in the juvenile justice service, and also refugee youth. By having people who might have different ways of thinking, different ways of approaching problems, different ways of understanding and knowing, that diversifying of science, is the belief is that it will actually improve the quality of science. It will help us move forward in terms of, you know, what science is all about, which is understanding and communicating about our world. So we have a graduate student in the linguistics department who will be leading some of these, or all of these participants, into telling their own story, into giving them the right prompt, into helping them feel safe and comfortable about talking about their own lives, their own stories, their own narratives, about, you know, what challenges did they encounter that kept them away from thinking about themselves as scientists, and what might be some of the shifts that they could imagine would shift them towards that.